You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke and Cameron Parker of Predominantly Orange, your daily Broncos podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast, your daily bite-sized podcast. Keeping it to you 30 minutes or less over here at the Locked On Podcast Network, part of the Locked On NFL branch. It is our game preview episode today of Locked On Broncos against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Broncos are on the road for an early Eastern time zone game, 11 a.m. kickoff in Cincinnati against the Bengals. A lot of things that go into this matchup, some storylines to watch. We have you covered on today's episode of the show. Segment number one of today's show, we're going to do a tell of a tape between both teams, where they rank off offensively, defensively, and some other key statistics, as well as segment number two. We're going to analyze the Broncos' defense against this Bengals' offense, or what is left of it. And then segment number three, the Broncos' offense against the Bengals' defense. Today's episode of Locked On Broncos is brought to you by our good friends over there at Blue Chew. Prepare to punch it in the end zone with Blue Chew. We'll tell you about them a little bit later on here in the show. I'm your host, Cody Rourke, NFL analyst covering the National Football League and the Denver Broncos, as well as a columnist over at PredominantlyOrange.com, covering all things orange and blue. So, without further ado, you can follow me on Twitter, at Cody Rourke NFL. Let's get this show on the road. Locked On Broncos. We had it yesterday. We kind of did a little bit of a rundown. Obviously, big news. The Broncos losing Jeff Heuerman for the rest of the season, as well as Shaquille Barrett for a few games. Not sure when he will return, but he's week to week. We talked about that on yesterday's episode of Locked On Broncos, as well as the state of the franchise. And then on Monday's episode of the show, we had our post-game report from the Broncos' big 24-17 win over the Steelers. If you haven't listened to those, go on back, check it out. But right now, we got you locked in with our game preview here today. So we're going to take a look at the tail of the tape for this Broncos and Bengals matchup. Let's take a look on the offensive side of the ball. In comparison, the Broncos overall net yards per game offensively, they are ranked 15th in the NFL compared to the Bengals 26th rating. Broncos averaging about 366 total net yards per game compared to 333 from the Cincinnati Bengals. The Broncos are considered top 15 in that regard, and the Bengals are in the NFL's bottom 10 in that ranking. But when it comes to yards per play, the Broncos are ranked in the top 10 with 5.9 yards per play compared to the Bengals' 5.7. Now, the Broncos have had a hard time putting up a lot of points. 22.9 points per game is the Broncos' average this season. That puts them 19th in the league. And then you have 25.1. That ties the Bengals for 12th in the National Football League in points per game. But the Broncos have been playing some of these teams that have been higher-ranking points per games on the offensive side of the ball. They've held them below what they average. So that could bode very well for the Broncos in this matchup, especially with Andy Dalton not being available for this game. He's done for the year. He's got a thumb injury on injured reserve. That was some big news yesterday around the National Football League. But when we take a look at the Broncos in their rushing attack, led by Phillip Lindsay, led by Royce Freeman, they're ranked 10th in the National Football League with an average of 124.7 yards per game. That is the favor for the Broncos, really, in this matchup, in my opinion. When you look at it, the Cincinnati has a hard time running the ball. They're ranked 28th in the National Football League in rush yards per game. They have Joe Mixon, Giovanni Bernard. Joe Mixon leading the way with 673 total yards on the season. That's not quite as much as they would hope for, but Phillip Lindsay over 700 yards, Royce Freeman pounding away. The Broncos' run game is a very strong part of their offense, and they got to keep it going against this Bengals team. Now we look at net passing yards per game. Case Keenum averaged about 241 yards per game. That's not too bad. That's honestly, you don't have to throw for 400 yards a game. A lot of times we saw Big Ben throw for 400 yards and they still lost. Phillip Rivers threw for over 400 yards. They still lost. And a lot of people are talking about defense in the NFL and numbers that, well, you have to have all these, if you have these major stats, you know, you're throwing for yardage, there's something wrong. Really, the way the NFL has played today, defenses are so limited. you have to force turnovers, and that's the difference between allowing a lot of yardage and getting turnovers. If you allow a lot of yardage and you don't force turnovers, obviously that's a problem. But if you allow a lot of yardage and your defense is forcing turnovers, it almost negates that entire factor there as well. But both teams are ranked number one in the National Football League in terms of fumbles, losses, ball security, controlling the football in terms of the running game, and in the passing game in terms of keeping the ball, not losing it, not fumbling it. This comes from strip sacks. This comes from running backs, carries. They're both, you know, they only have two on the year. Two fumbles that they have lost, that puts them first in the NFL. So both teams have done a good job in the rushing game, protecting the football. That's been a huge thing. The Broncos are ranked 7th in the National Football League in terms of giveaways at 12, and Cincinnati's ranked 13. They're tied almost essentially in this regard with another team. So they got 13 giveaways on the year, and really it's close. 12 giveaways for the Broncos, 13 for, you know, I'd say the Bengals at this point, but really, you have 10 interceptions from Case Keenum. You have two fumbles that have been lost, but you know, by the Broncos. I don't know if it was a Demaryius Thomas fumble from earlier on in the year. I had to go back and look at that. But really, I think a key statistic here is sacks allowed. This is a huge, huge thing. The Bengals have only allowed 22 sacks on the season. That they've kept Andy Dalton and them pretty much upright for a majority of the season. That puts them in a top 10 ranking for sacks allowed. Broncos coming in at 12th with allowing 26 sacks. The last couple of weeks, the Broncos offensive line has gotten much better. I can say that. They've gotten much better. That's been a huge thing. But really, when we take a look at this Bengals offense, we want to look at red zone percentage, because the Broncos have struggled in this field massively this season. They're ranked 20th in the National Football League with a 55.9 red zone completion percentage, converting those into points. And when you have the top-ranked team right now in the NFL in terms of red zone percentage in the Cincinnati Bengals, converting 78.1 of all red zone drives. That is huge, and this is going to be a big, big test for this Broncos D. And in comparison, we're going to jump onto the defensive side of the ball right now, looking at both these teams. Now, both the Broncos and the Bengals are in the NFL bottom 10 in terms of allowing what, you know, net yards per game. Cincinnati ranked 32nd overall, over allowing 439 total yards of offense per game. That is huge for this Broncos D. They have an opportunity to capitalize it with a run game and then set up the pass with Case Keenum. The Broncos can get over 400 yards. Throughout the earlier parts of this season, the Broncos offense was having no trouble getting yardage. They were having trouble punching it into the end zone and converting that into points. So the Broncos have a massive job to do this weekend on the road. Tough road game. The Broncos can't overlook the Bengals right now despite everything that's going on. We'll talk about that coming up in segment two just a little bit. But really, in terms of, I want to, some key things here. The Broncos and the Bengals are ranked in the top 10 in terms of interceptions. The Broncos have 12 total interceptions on the year as a defense, and the Bengals have 11 on the year as well. So that puts the Broncos at 4th in the NFL and the Bengals at 6th in the NFL in terms of interceptions. Now, the Broncos are a top 10 defense right now in the NFL in terms of takeaways. They're ranked 7th with 18 total takeaways. They're ranked top 10 in terms of getting sacks, and they, you know, they have 33 sacks on the year. Von Miller, Bradley Chubb, Shaquille Barrett, those guys have been having a good year. And this is a perfect opportunity for Bradley Chubb and Von Miller to go off once again on the road. We mentioned earlier that, you know, the Bengals offense has done a decent job in not allowing too many sacks. 22 sacks total allowed on the year. This is something we have to take a look at for the Broncos to maybe try to exploit. I know Joe Woods is going to install in a very aggressive game plan. That is huge. Now, good news for the Broncos if they get in the red zone. The Cincinnati Bengals defense is ranked 29th in the NFL in terms of their red zone percentage and scoring plays that they give up. At 70.5% of the time, they give up a scoring play in the red zone. The Broncos are 14th in this as a defense. That bodes well for them. It's going to be a tough matchup for the Broncos defense against the Bengals offense in the red zone, where they're very good. And for the Bengals defense against the Broncos offense, it's not going to bode well for the Bengals in that situation. So the Broncos have done a lot of, you know, better, I think, in the last 3 or 4 weeks of neutralizing opportunities in the red zone. We've seen it. That's been a huge thing for them as well. So that's definitely something we want to take a look at over here in this key matchup. Locked On Broncos. We're giving you the tell of the tape here in segment number one. We're going to jump into segment number two. We're going to take a look real quick at the Broncos defense against this Bengals offense. Some key matchups, who's going to be covering who, what can we look for on Sunday in that matchup. We'll cover you that here in segment two just a second. But before we get to that, I got to tell you guys about our sponsor of tonight's show, and that's Blue Chew. Look, Are you having a hard time punching it into the red zone when you're there? Let me tell you something that's going to help you score today, and that is Blue Chew. You can now increase your performance in the bedroom and gain that extra confidence that you have desperately needed if you've struggled in that department. All you got to do, go to BlueChew.com. That's blue as in the color blue, and they bring you the first chewable tablet with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know that they work and you know that they're effective. And the cool thing about Blue Chew is that you can take them at any time, day or night, even on a full stomach. You just ate dinner and the mood arises, guess what? Blue Chew has you covered. And since they are chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. So you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Capitalize in the red zone and score today with Blue Chew. Blue Chew, they're prescribed online and they ship directly to your door in a discreet package. So guess what? You don't have to be having, you know, any more awkward in-person doctor's visits. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy anymore for a prescription. And the best thing about it all, there's no more awkwardness for you when you're trying to take your red zone offense more seriously. Blue Chew is going to guide you there. And the good thing about it is because they ship directly to you and they're made in the USA, that makes it cheaper than a pharmacy. So right now, for listeners of Lockdown Broncos, we have a very special deal. If you go to BlueChew.com today, you get your first shipment free when you use promo code LOCKEDON. The only thing that you do is pay $5 in shipping. Other than that, it's free and it's courtesy of Lockdown Broncos. Again, that's BlueChew.com, BlueChew. BlueChew.com, promo code locked on to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, the cheaper, and the faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Punch it in the end zone today with Blue Chew. All right, I think we got to jump into this Broncos defense against this Bengals offense. We already went through a little statistical comparison between the teams in segment number one, but really, let's take a look at who the Bengals have offensively. Andy Dalton out for the rest of the season with a thumb injury. This opens up the opportunity for Jeff Driskel to make another appearance. He threw for 239 yards. He threw for two scores last week. He ran in for one. He's got the ability to do it. There was an interesting statistic out there today. Mike Kliss pointed out that he ran the second fastest 40 behind a Lamar Jackson. So think about that for a second. He's a fast guy. Now, is he going to be consistent? I'm not sure. I don't know. But the last time the Broncos played the Bengals, who had a backup quarterback, A.J. McCarron, went bananas on that Monday Night Football game. He couldn't miss. So the Broncos cannot underestimate Jeff Driskel in this matchup. The Bengals offense has struggled. Their defense has been struggling big time in the National Football League, the bottom-ranked defense in the NFL. They have a lot of things riding on the pine right now of this game, a lot of turmoil. You have Hugh Jackson now down there. You have Marvin Lewis. He's on the hot seat. He may be on his way out. There's just a lot of just barriers, and losing to the Browns at home was definitely a big, you know, bruise to the face for this Bengals franchise. So they're going to come into this game very angry, and I think they have a chip on their shoulder that, you know, to be ready to play hard in this game. They did sign Tom Savage to be the backup to Jeff Driskel as well, but as we mentioned, their running game is led by Joe Mixon and Giovanni Bernard. Joe Mixon, the workhorse of the Bengals team this year, he's been very dynamic for them. He had a great start to the season. He's had a good season. But overall, the team is continuing to struggle. And you have A.J. Green, a wide receiver. Unfortunately for him, he's been battling a foot injury. His status for Sunday is currently questionable. We'll have you updated on Friday's episode of Locked On Broncos with the final injury report from the day leading up to the Broncos-Bengals kickoff, 11 o'clock a.m. in Cincinnati. But really, in his absence, you have Tyler Boyd and John Ross, Alex Arison, you know, Josh Malone stepping up, even Auden Tate stepping up a little bit for the Bengals. But really, I would look for them to go more so with John Ross and maybe the tight end C.J. Uzomah as well, just because the Broncos have struggled against tight ends. Now, this is going to be a key matchup for Sua Cravens to maybe get his feet wet a little bit more against C.J. Uzomah. I think overall that Sua Cravens hasn't shown us yet what he was brought in to do, and that's to be able to cover and stop the tight end. He hasn't gotten his feet wet completely. Now, I thought he played a little bit better against the Pittsburgh Steelers, but he didn't see as much action, or, you know, I don't think he had enough of a sample size for me to truly say, you know what, but he has struggled, though. He has struggled covering tight ends. He's been burnt in the last couple of games. He's got to find that focus. He's got to find that balance. Now, on the offensive line for the Bengals, keeping Jeff Driskel upright, hopefully, is Cordy Glenn at left tackle. You have Clint Bowling at left guard, Billy Price at center, Alex Redmond at right guard, and Bobby Hart at right tackle. Really, for the Broncos in this game, you have to find a way to get to Jeff Driskel. The one thing you could do to fluster a young quarterback is send a veteran pass rusher like Von Miller. Anytime you send Von Miller at anybody, those quarterbacks have so much respect for Von Miller's ability to destroy a game. And offensive coordinators have to game plan. How are we going to get extra protection to avoid, you know, him coming in and disrupting the game? So we saw it with the Steelers. We saw extra chips, bringing in the tight end to help out on the offside, you know, and bringing that running back up in pass pro to almost triple team Von Miller. They're going to try to chip. They're going to try to do all these different things to really void that out. And that's where Shaq Barrett really made most of his opportunities last week against the Steelers. Bradley Chubb's going to have to respawn. Didn't have as much of a loud game as we saw in the last few weeks with Bradley Chubb. But I guarantee you, this is a game where him and Von Miller can break out. And they can have some good advantages, some good matchups. Speed off the edge against Cordy Glenn and Bobby Hart. I think the Broncos have a very, very favorable matchup in this. And really, I would say if A.J. Green plays, which I am not sure if he's going to, we would see Chris Harris Jr. covering AJ Green. You know, this is a game for the Broncos. When you look at them last year, they lost to this Bengals team in Denver. The Broncos gave that game away. They were struggling. The Broncos, we talked about it yesterday. I think the Broncos right now are a better team. They're more well-rounded. They're well-coached this year in comparison to last year. It's taking some time, though. We've noticed that. The Broncos had their struggles at the beginning of the season. This second half start so far has been very impressive for this Broncos team. So let's not undermine that. The Broncos are a much better team this year than they were last year. Now they have a chance to capitalize on that, keep building on that momentum, but they cannot overlook a Jeff Driskel offense with Joe Mixon and even some of these weapons that might emerge. The Broncos still have some concerns in the secondary in terms of giving up the big play. Vance Joseph said, we cannot give up the big play that we've been doing every week consistently. There is a big play given up. So look for the Broncos defense to really try to keep back this week. You can't allow a big play. Obviously, John Ross, a speedy guy, he's a weapon you got to look out for, as well as Auden Tate, as well as Tyler Boyd. You know, these guys are going to find ways to make things happen. So the Broncos have to be very aware who they're going against on the offensive side of the ball for the Bengals in this matchup. Look for Von Miller, Bradley Chubb, Joe Woods to dial up an aggressive game plan to try to get to Jeff Driskel and force him to make some hard throws. So that's the only way I think really the Broncos go into this game and win, is if they can fluster Jeff Driskel and their defense can really convert. I think the Broncos on paper right now are the most favorable matchup here against the Bengals. But like I said, they cannot overlook this Bengals team, because if you overlook a team, this falls essentially into a trap game consideration. So the Broncos have to do a good job, focus all week, go into this game ready to roll and just doing and take care of the little things that they have to do in order to be successful. So we're going to talk about the Broncos offense and the Bengals defense here in just a second on the Locked On Broncos podcast. It is our Wednesday game preview over here on the show, previewing the Bengals-Broncos matchup this Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Mountain Time kickoff. We'll have you covered, and we'll also have a post-game report for you on your morning commute for Monday morning. The episode will air midnight on Sunday, so you can have it at the fingertips on Monday morning when you get up for work. You have your coffee like I do. Awesome stuff right there. Obviously, follow the show on Twitter at Lockdown Broncos. Leave a review on iTunes, please. We're almost at 100 reviews. When we get to 100 reviews, we are going to be doing a jersey giveaway, and we will be giving away a jersey of whoever wins it, their choice. So you have to go on iTunes, leave a review, 5-star review, whatever, you know, tell us why you love the show, leave your Twitter handle, and then I'll automatically enter you into that contest. So once we reach 100, we're doing a giveaway. You have an opportunity to win a Broncos jersey of your choice. So very cool stuff right here. But before we get into segment three, before we close out the show with the Broncos O and the Bengals D, let me tell you guys about Locked On NFL Net on Twitter and Instagram. Every single day, you use Twitter. I use it. You guys get a lot of my posts from Twitter. There's Instagram. I'm on Instagram as well. Two of the most major social network platforms that we have access to at the fingertip disposal. I think there's a lot of cool things about social media, and Locked On NFL Net is another example of why it is awesome. So on Locked On NFL Net on Twitter, you get all of the Locked On Podcast Network local hosts covering their NFL team on one feed. This is clutch. This is amazing during live games, throughout the week, anytime there's breaking news, big news, local news going on, or if you want a local perspective, at Locked On NFL Net on Twitter is the place for you to be. Just press follow and click on subscribe, and you'll get every notification there. All the hosts, a lot of access, a lot of information, a lot of intel around the National Football League. It is one of the best places to keep up with all NFL news at Locked On NFL Net. And on Instagram, Locked On NFL Net is giving you the biggest stories in just 1 minute or less on your Instagram stories, and you're going to see longer cuts of those big stories on your feeds as well. So make sure you follow Locked On NFL Net on both Twitter and Instagram today. Alrighty, we're going to close it out here on this final segment of Locked On Broncos. Let's take a look at this Bengals defense and this Broncos offense. Now, the Broncos in this matchup, they have to do a job of identifying certain guys. Now, Vontaze Burfict is a guy you have to obviously keep an eye on. You know, he's got a history of dirty play. He's very, very aggressive as an inside linebacker. And for me, I'm really looking at a matchup between Philip Lindsay and Vontaze Burfict. Philip Lindsay is a guy that will run at you. He doesn't care if you're going to try to take his head off. Philip Lindsay is a guy that will embrace contact with Vontaze Burfict. We've seen that. Now, is that a good thing? No, I want Philip Lindsay to use his speed to run away from guys. But Philip Lindsay has shown that he is tough. He is not shy of contact. He loves this stuff. He embraces it. So really on this defense for the Bengals that's been really underperforming, they have a lot of talent. They have a lot of talented guys here. Obviously, Carlos Dunlap, you know, Geno Atkins. You have Vontaze Burfict, as talented and boneheaded as he is. He's very talented. You have Dre Kirkpatrick at cornerback. You have some young talent there. Sean Williams at safety and Jesse Bates. These guys have some talent there. They're just not getting anything going right now. And really, this is one of the worst defenses in the National Football League. So the Broncos offense, powered by Case Keenum. I think Cortland Sutton has to come into this game. He has to have, I think, a better focus. He had two drops in that game against the Steelers. He finished the game one catch, 14 yards. That will not do it. And meanwhile, the Broncos, I hate to compare it, but the guy that the Broncos traded because they felt comfortable with where Cortland Sutton was, Demaryius Thomas had two touchdown catches on Monday Night Football against the Tennessee Titans. So really, I think Cortland Sutton's got to have a big game here. Deshaun Hamilton looking a little bit more comfortable. The Broncos really, though, found solace on Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers with Matt Lacoste, you know, Jeff Heirman before he got injured, as well as Emmanuel Sanders. Those guys are going to get their looks, but if defenses find a way to game plan for the tight end and for Emmanuel Sanders, this is where Cortland Sutton and Deshaun Hamilton and Tim Patrick, these guys, and River Craycraft, if he gets in there, they have to do a good job of capitalizing on the opportunities that they get. So I would look for this to kind of open up a little bit. Emmanuel Sanders always has a good game against the Bengals. The last time they were down there in Cincinnati, he torched Adam Pagman Jones, former Bronco, for two scores. You know, he had a field day going there to Cincinnati. I expect that he's going to look to get his touches early. But, you know, when the Broncos do target Cortland Sutton, they have to find a way. He has to focus. He has to bring in those catches. He can't have those drops. That's just part of his rookie evolution. He's still at a point where he's got to get better with his route tree. I think he's improving. It's just taking some time. So, like the Broncos have been this season growing, we have to be a little bit more patient with some of these receivers. So, Cortland Sutton, tremendous upside, tremendous ceiling that I think he can break through and not have a ceiling. I think it just sky's the limit for a guy like that. Deshaun Hamilton, Tim Patrick, these guys, look for one of those guys to really step up in this matchup this week, especially going against Dre Kirkpatrick or Darqueze Dennard as well in the slot. You're going to find some different matchups there. I think the Broncos can really, really utilize and attack. So that's going to be a key thing. Obviously, running the ball. We mentioned the Broncos, one of the top 10 rushing teams in the NFL. Run the ball against this defense that has struggled against stopping teams. That's the one thing you have to do. And at the end of the day, if you can execute offensively, the Broncos have done a good job not turning the ball over. This team, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals team has had a hard time forcing turnovers lately. This is a good formula for the Broncos coming into this game. So if they can come in and focus on doing their job, I think the Broncos can come away with a victory here. But obviously, we don't like to do the prediction stuff over here. I don't like it. I think it's bad karma. I hate doing it on Sundays when my NFL picks drop. But I think I'll pick every other game besides the games that the Broncos play in. Because to be honest with you, either way, if you pick the Broncos, somebody's going to call you a homer. If you pick against them, they're going to say, oh my gosh, you have no faith in the team, so you just can't win for losing. So I'm not going to pick Broncos games. But obviously, send me your picks at Cody Rourke NFL. We'll be back tomorrow for another episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast. We're going to have Sarah Bettinger on this week as well here on the podcast. Probably on Friday's episode. It's going to be a fun thing having Sarah and the crew here working out some little audio issues to make that possible over here on my end to get Cameron and Sarah back into the mix. Got a new audio setup and equipment, so we're trying to make that all work. I got a tech specialist coming by to help me figure it out so we can get both of them back on here consistently and making it happen. So obviously more guests. You, the fans, wanted it. We're going to bring you more guests every single week. But that'll do it for today's episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast. If you have any questions, shoot me a follow on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. I would be happy to talk football, to answer with you. A lot of great interactions over there. I mean, we're averaging over 145,000 interactions and impressions a week at Locked On Broncos. Over at Cody Rourke NFL on Twitter, talking Broncos, talking NFL. Love it. Keep it coming. Love talking football. And if you're a fan and you really want to be on the show, guess what? I'll find a way to make it happen. You know, once we get this audio thing figured out, everything is full go from there. But yes, the Broncos, Bengals, they kick off this Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. in Cincinnati. We're going to have you covered. Locked On Broncos postgame report that evening for your listening pleasure on Monday morning. Until next time, we'll see you then.